right, listen, guys. Thank you for tuning into the Dame Truth. It's your girl, Edith Yolanda herself. I have the handsome. Welcome back, Mike. Wednesday gentleman.
What's going on?
You feeling better?
Yes, ma'am.
You sure?
Yeah.
Okay, because I get a strip on you to make sure you're all right.
Please, Bernie.
And today, Mike, we have a special guest. Her name is Miss Lovely Love.
Hey. Hello.
Hey, boo.
How's everyone? How are you guys doing?
Girl. She's great. So I know. She is. Well, that's the look.
Is Love your real name?
That is my real name.
Ooh.
Yes. And it's spelled beautifully. Okay. Like, what was I calling you at first?
A lot of people say Louvre or Louvre.
I was saying Louvre, I believe.
Yeah.
It's just Love.
And it's only because my mom threw a U in there, combining how to spell L-O-V-E and L-U-V together.
Yeah, I love it. I love it, Love.
Thank you.
That's kind of cool. I like that.
Yeah.
Thank you.
All right.
You know, our mothers are kind of different because, you know, my mother spelled my first name different, too.
Well, you know,
it's E-D-Y. It's
they want it to be unique. That's what it is. That was my
advice. I know your mom, so I understand.
So listen, I met Love in a group. I've met a lot of people and really connects in the group that I'm no longer affiliated with.
I don't think that group is even in existence anymore.
It's not? I think everybody probably fell out with one another.
It's all transitioned to
other groups.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm glad. Anyway, I met you in a group. And I don't know, like, we just added each other, but I think it was because I talked a lot of shit in the group.
You talked a lot of crap. And I wasn't scared to, like, say, no, that's not cool. That's not right. I don't agree.
Listen,
I knew your heart. I could see your heart.
I knows your heart.
You know, a lot of people don't like my approach to certain things because I'm kind of crass a lot. But I never tell a lie.
You don't lie.
I don't lie. It's just my approach.
You're right.
And then you're going to either love me or hate me.
And the thing about it is, I like to know where I stand with a certain individual. So I don't mind.
That's the New York in you.
That's what it is.
That's the New York in you.
I respect that so much.
You know, everybody in the South wants to be so nice, nasty. And I'm just like, nah, if I'm wrong, tell me I'm wrong. I can handle that shit. I'm a big girl.
You know how they do it.
You understand that you're not responsible for anybody else's feelings.
Listen, at the end of the day, I do it out of love. And I do it. And a lot of people ask me, Yolanda, where did you get this bitch focus, you know, concept? And I'm like, because I think a lot of times women try to sugarcoat shit.
And we coddle each other.
And
we don't hold each other accountable. I mean, we do that in amongst our tight girlfriends.
Sometimes.
But in a collective, no. We are still prim and proper and lying.
I had to tell a girl to tie up her titties. Like, I was just like, yo, tie up your titties. I'm sick and tired of seeing them cow teats all over the place. And I mean, it's just tie them up, like, and then girl,
but it like spread apart.
Let's get off that.
Thinking it is always out.
Listen,
it's always hello, hi.
And my whole thing is that I'm talking to my sisters out of love. I'm not talking out of jealousy. You know what I'm saying? I got my own.
I wouldn't say it's thirsty. Is maybe that's just what she wants. That's what she wants to project. That's how she wants to lead.
Oh, listen.
But we gonna get it.
Because you know that's the topic of discussion today, too.
You're gonna lead with her nipples. That's what you want.
Listen. That's...
Damn, I'm out of the drink.
I know, right? Okay, so Mike, I have more cocktails. You didn't taste my juice.
I did.
You did taste it?
I did before I put it in the refrigerator. Yes, I did.
Now, I'm known to be the juice, but you are the bartender.
Yeah, I used to. Well, I still own my mobile bartending service. It's called Love Potions.
Okay.
I create.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, I create. I create my own customized cocktails, especially for your event, based on your likes and what the event is about. So
how was my cocktail?
You see, it's gone.
I'm known as a juice girl, Mike.
It's delicious.
Don't worry, I'm going to make you another one. And Love also has a business where she sells her elaborate head wraps. Can you tell us more about that, too?
Okay, so the business is called Oshun's Palace, and it's really an Ankara head wrap company and, you know, accessories. So, I wear head wraps to when I don't feel like doing my natural hair.
Or to just look dope, because your head wraps are dope.
They're dope, yes, but I found that a lot of the typical head wraps are drying because it's cotton or this type of wax cotton. So I started lining my head wraps with satin. And then it made it reversible, so you can wear. You basically get two head wraps in one, and you can create unique shapes with mine.
Heck so. Yeah! I did. Look, she came over one day, Mike. Mike is looking like dry hair. I don't know any of this stuff.
No. I'm.
You letting it sink in?
I'm letting it sink in. She's like, it's two head wraps in one. It's reversible. I'm thinking the money behind the
oh yeah, thing. Hell yeah!
So I'm like.
She's a certified business owner, and when I did that live with your head wraps, a lot of people looked at that. I don't know if you looked at the numbers.
I did.
But, I mean, it's just something that I think that we as Black women need to start getting back into our culture of things, start finding out about our ancestry, start finding out more about our, you know, just our ways of being from the motherland. You know what I'm saying? Because I think we have adopted so many of the Western type of ways.
I think, and I don't mean to interrupt you, because in reality, we created everything. Every trend, any style, every talking
Come
about.
Come on.
I just saw a post where it's talking about nails, and that's the stiletto style. We have an ancestor, a mother. From the ancient times with nails that look like literal nails.
Wow.
So we created everything. It comes over, it gets watered down.
Got you.
And then, you know, people think that it's not our style. It's
right.
not ours.
Right.
No, everything's ours. Every single last thing. Everything. Everything.
Absolutely.
It comes
so
from us.
I really want them to go and check you out. We'll, at the end, tell them where they can find your head wraps and where they can order it. But for right now, we're going to take a quick breather. And when we come back, y'all, word on the street is going to be so hot. Listen.
It's been a hot week.
By the way, we're actually really kind of live right now. So if you hear some banging in the background, it's because my mama is making macaroni and cheese and some steaks and stuff. So excuse the little background noise. But you know what? That's what makes the dang truth the dang truth. Ain't no lying. We about to eat. We'll be right back, y'all. All right, guys, so listen, we're back, and it is time for Word in These Streets, honey. We have a lot to discuss today. You know me, I normally don't do the whole, you know, gossip thing because I leave that for Wendy Williams, who is still on hiatus.
Nothing
wrong,
but
hey, but we have a lot to talk about, and I'm going to tell you right now, I ain't talking about Jesse no more. I'm going to just say that between Jesse and R. Kelly, God doggone, Black History Month is messed up.
They done messed up the thing.
They done messed up Black History Month, okay? Between Jesse Smollett and R. Kelly, Black History Month has gone to hell.
Didn't R. Kelly walk into, he walked into the jail? Because I heard they had a press conference. They had a press conference of him going into the jail. Is that what I heard?
Oh, but first of all, let's just talk about this real quick. The same place, you know that they went to the same jail because the same indentions in the wall where Jesse stood is the same spot that they put R. Kelly. I thought that that was the
man boobs. R. Kelly with his man boobs.
What? I just don't get it. I think, why now? Like, this should have happened years ago. Why now?
Nigga been eating
why life. Now is because I feel like there's with conjunction with the Me Too movement and that documentary, it was like too much celebrity press, too much pressure to make this right.
Okay.
It's been long overdue.
Right.
Long time overdue. And a lot of times when you see you see, like, women who have experienced sexual abuse, sexual assault, they feel like they're alone. They don't feel like they don't feel emboldened to go out and say, this happened to me.
Especially if it's a celebrity.
So now that all these people that came out and said, this happened, the documentary, the world knows what R. Kelly is doing.
Well, they knew what he did in the past, and I don't understand why this didn't happen.
But now a doubt of what he's doing. So it's like they are, and I don't know who came up with a new tape, but...
Oh, that, it's ridiculous, and I'm just,
they've been sitting on that tape forever, but now it's like, okay... Maybe the conscience, your conscience going to eat at you. I mean, if you have some sort of decency, your conscience going to eat it. You can't sleep at night. You can't escape what you know is right.
Well, this is what the Chicago Tribune said, that superstar R. Kelly was ordered held on a $1 million bond Saturday by Cook County judge, who called the allegations of sexual abuse laid out by prosecutors disturbing. If you really want to go into depths and details with this story, I mean, go look at the Chicago Tribune. Even down to the point where he doesn't even have $100,000 to get out of jail, stating on Saturday was the deadline for him to meet his bail. He was unable to get the $100,000 for his bail. Absolutely. So all that spending that he's doing, he should have been saving up some money for some bail money. Prosecutors also have a videotape showing R. Kelly having sex with yet another young girl. So this is not the young girl that he was on tape with peeing on the first time. This is another tape that they found of a 14-year-old girl. And also, R. Kelly was he's banned from making contact with anybody 18, younger than 18. It's really bad. Like, it's really bad. Even in this article, R. Kelly is, gosh, yo, they got his DNA, y'all.
He's disgusting.
They got the girl who was braiding his hair stated that when she went to go braid his hair, he came out with his penis out, ejaculated on her, and when she would not have sex with him, he spat on her. And all of this is in her clothing that she saved. So they even have his DNA from that. So that lets you know how disgusting R. Kelly is.
Listen, it should have been a long time coming. I'm glad he can't make bail. He needs to be able... They need to throw away the key. Just throw it away. Bury him. Alive.
Yeah, yeah. But before another black man gets on social media and states that they're trying to get R. Kelly because he's a black man, let's talk about Robert Kraft. Because now Robert Kraft has a little story as well. You know, I don't like the Patriots. So let's go ahead, Mike. Tell us what's going on with Robert Kraft.
Well, CNN says that my man... Robert Kraft, who is the owner of the New England Patriots,
filthy rich,
is facing charges of soliciting prostitution.
Hoes.
As part of a large scale sex trafficking crackdown that has led to hundreds of arrest warrants in Florida, police said.
Now, so let me just paint the picture for that though. Because let me tell you what I saw in my mind when this came to light. You guys remember in Taken, the end of the movie when it was like a room with all these men and they were bidding on the young girls?
Yeah, they were drugging them.
And drugging them, and it was all high society people.
Right.
That's exactly what came to my mind when they posted this article.
Rich white men that are actually... soliciting sex from state to state. This is a billion-dollar industry.
It is a billion-dollar industry.
And what I don't understand is why a man like Robert Kraft, who is one of he's a millionaire times 25. Why is he soliciting sex for women? Like, why? Why? When you have all this money, you can just get pick and choose any woman in the world because of the money that is in your pocket. Why? Why do men do that?
I don't know. If I got personally, and I know y'all gonna hate me for this, but if I had his money, I got holes on tap. So I don't have to go to a spa to be serviced. I got my own women to service me. We got a clause that you can't break. They're all over 18.
Right. You remember when we talked about the contract?
Yes.
We talked about a contract.
Which I have on my phone, by the way. So I don't understand how he allowed himself to get caught at this Asia spa.
Yeah, that's crazy.
It was an Asia spa?
Yes. A massage Asian, like...
But you know, it's probably a bird of a feather flock together.
I think it's a thrill. All of their friends. Do you think it's a thrill?
Yes, that's what they do. They all, just like, they snort coke in packs, they get hoes in packs.
Yeah.
That's what they do.
I get my hope on them, never mind.
Really?
It says he visited the Orchids of Asia Day Spa in Jupiter, Florida, twice, where he has a house nearby. So, you know, this man, you know, he just recently lost his wife. Yeah, he lost his wife, like a year, 2 years ago. So, you know, I can see.
And you know them little Asian women be trying to give you little jobs and stuff anyway.
You want a happy ending? You want happy
For real, ending? For like, real. They know what they were doing when Robert Kraft came up in that piece.
Right, but this is targeted, so you know why.
Okay, love. So go ahead and fill us in on your philosophy of this, love.
No, I just, you know, whenever you see certain things like this is not the first time he's been doing this. You can't, this is clearly a sting operation that they knew about and they...
operation? What are you alluding to? Like, what are you going with this thing?
I'm gonna get there. I mean, sex, human trafficking is a big topic. Okay? Right. So, I'm not saying that this is the first time. He's probably been doing this. But when you align yourself with the likes of Jay-Z and Meek Mill for prison reform, and big government don't like that.
Whoa.
Okay, you're gonna find yourself in problems. You can't try to do righteous and you're doing wrong at the same time.
Oh, you sound like my mama. You can't carry water and fire in the same hand.
Yeah, well, your mama right because you can't.
That you say that, like the prison industry is an even bigger industry. So when we're talking about this is, oh my gosh, we can really go deep in detail. With this, but I have a lot to say about prison reform. My brother's incarcerated, and I just feel like a lot of these white women and stuff like that. I know a lot of people are saying that black people don't, you know, they don't do abortions and they don't do adoptions and things like that. But I think that a lot of times when you have these rural areas where there are poor black women having poor black children, they go back into the system somehow. That is the prison system, and it's a $1 billion industry. Mm-hmm. So now when you're trying to tell people that we're trying to get black men and women out of the prison system, mm-hmm. which is your free labor, i.e. slavery, mm-hmm. you know, that's an issue. You have products like Victoria's Secret that come out of the prisons. Doggone T-Mobile and all these other major corporations that are funding the prison industry, so I get it.
Yeah, you pissed off the wrong people.
You pissed off the wrong people.
They knew he was doing that.
That's crazy.
But since you want to align yourself and with prison reform and interrupting our money, you're going to go down.
Well, listen, we still got 3-1. We got 3 black men in prison or, you know, in jail. You have Bill Cosby, Robert Kelly, Jesse Smollett, and we still got 1. So look, the ratio is still off. Let's go ahead and get some more, crack down on some more.
And how about we don't even compare ourselves to what white people are doing, because they're not even supposed to be the standard, okay? they've been pillaging, raping, doing nasty things all along, okay? This is what they're used to doing. We should be elevating ourselves to higher standards. And this is beneath us.
That's that part. That's the part where I keep on telling my people, stop sitting back and thinking because you're making this amount of money that you have arrived. My nigga, you have not arrived. Mm-hmm. You have to uphold yourself to a different standard because these white people are definitely looking at you. And the more money you got, the more they're looking at you.
And
so.
Exactly. And the reason why they couldn't come back, imagine if Barack Obama was doing some kind of
girl,
dirt.
Please.
Girl.
Barack would have been hanging from a tree at the White House. Okay. Having this stuff, having this shit that, you know, Trump is doing with his cronies and all these lies that they're telling. Child, please. Barack Obama couldn't do anything. Michelle couldn't even sneeze.
Barack would have his own nose.
Girl, please. I'm just like, at the end of the day, we need to really get back to the basics when it comes to us. And that's why I said with your head wraps and all these different things, we definitely need to know who we are, where we came from, because mm-hmm. this is beneath us. But, like I said, a new word on the street was going to be hot. Thank you, guys. That was quite interesting. Thank you for that little tea that I had to... Let me sip.
Y'all sip your tea.
Serve it up.
All right, guys. So, listen, I need to take a break after that. That was dope. And we're going to come back with some really, really juicy, meaty topics. Have you ever heard of thirst trapping?
Thirst trapping, I've heard of, and I've also heard of thirst checking.
Oh, let's talk about thirst checking.
Okay.
And let's talk, you know what?
Talk about just, that's called being lazy.
Well, that's what we're going to get into it. Don't jump the gun. Listen, thirst checking is a new term that I just found out about. So let's talk about that. We have Derek Jackson that I would like, while Mike rolls his eyes.
Nigga.
Why men hate him so bad?
I don't know either. Okay. And women are hating on him too. So let's get into it. Let's take a break and we'll be right back with the dang truth.
I'm up that somebody asked me to kind of unpack a little bit, which was thirst checking. Thirst checking. Now, a lot of people get that confused with thirst trapping. So I'm going to try to make it clear the distinction between the two. Thirst checking actually is the lazy, disrespectful version of thirst trapping. Thirst trapping is actually okay. Like, thirst trapping is whenever somebody says, look, I want you to drink this glass of wine, right? I want you to drink this glass of wine. So it has this nice, pretty cup. It's got all these different ingredients that make it go organic and healthy for you. Like, basically, they want you to focus in on all these bells and whistles so they can draw you in. That's what a thirst trap is. A thirst check is, I'm gonna set this water in this cup, this tap water in this cup on the table, and I'm just going to see if you're going to beg for it. It's lazy. It's disrespectful, just like the person that does the thirst checking, because I know that's probably your next question. Who would do something like thirst checking? Yeah, lazy, disrespectful motherfucker that wants to see if he can find a woman that's going to tolerate it. All right? So the different ways that somebody will thirst check you is to stare at you but never approach. I know a lot of y'all deal with that, and you wonder what's wrong. How do I shoot my shot? This is why I'm not a huge fan of shooting your shot. I ain't gonna go in on that too much because we already talked about that. I'm more of a fan of a woman just kind of making the assist, not actually trying to shoot the shot. But nevertheless, if a guy just looks at you, right, and he's made it 100% clear that you are on his radar, yet you still make the first move, then to him, he's thinking, all I had to do was look at her and get her. I know she'll go for whatever the fuck else in the future. He ain't had to put forth no real effort. He ain't had to put himself out there to get curved, rejected, none of that stuff. He ain't had to think of how he was going to approach you and find the right timing. So literally, you just put yourself in the folder of, I require zero effort in order to get my attention, to get my number, or whatever. Same thing goes for whenever a guy likes 20 or 30 of your pictures in a row, but don't make no move. That guy is thirst checking you. Like, if you jump in his DMs at the light, just getting your pictures light, he thirst checks you and you went for it. You let him know that your radar doing like this right here. You high up on the radar because he ain't had to put forth no effort. Once again, he ain't even had to so much as DM you and say hello and initiate the conversation. Another way that a guy would thirst check you is to be mentioning all these things about a family and he wants to get married one day, but he's made absolutely no tangible progress toward any of those supposed goals. Basically, what you're doing there is you're putting yourself in the file folder of, you know, he can sell me his dream, he could paint the picture of this illusion, and I will allow that to make me ignore the reality of our stagnation. So what's most important of all of this is not necessarily the different tactics. Of course, you want to be able to recognize when a guy is thirst checking so you don't even blur that line of where you stand. The most important thing I want y'all to understand is the kind of woman that gets thirst checked, or rather should I say, is susceptible to the thirst checking. Now, the easy answer to that is, of course, the thirsty woman. Only thing is, we mischaracterize a thirsty woman. A lot of people think a thirsty woman is that single chick that's flirting with everybody. She's very sexual. That is not the case. As a matter of fact, and I'm going to hurt some feelings real quick. I know more thirsty women in relationships and marriages than I do thirsty women that are single. And I wouldn't be surprised if that was the truth. I wouldn't be surprised if there were more thirsty ass women in relationships and even marriages than there were single. Most of the women that I know that are single have standards. They're single for a reason. Very few women are just like, oh my gosh, I'm single because I can't find anybody to be my placeholder penis. Most women are saying, I'm not going for the bullshit. I'm not settling for just anything. I'm at an age where I ain't got time for no games. I'm tired. I'm exhausted with this book. I'd rather be alone. As opposed to a lot of women in relationships, they going for whatever. They deal with whatever. They put up with whatever. And then you ask them why, and it's because, well, you know, we've been together so long. Well, I mean, and then don't let a single woman try to check a woman in a relationship for being thirsty, because y'all know what they're going to say then. They're going to get defensive and say, where your man at? I don't see you got no man. You can't tell me nothing. All these single women want to talk about how to have a man. And no, a lot of single women just trying to tell your ass how to not be thirsty. But they think because they're validated by a man, or because they got a man there and it serves as what they think is validation, that they're better off. And they just as thirsty as what they think single women are. So the biggest point I'm trying to make here, y'all, is that, yeah, you need to be able to identify a guy whenever he's thirst checking or whatnot. But the only thing you can really control is whether or not you're going to go for it.
Well, well, well. Oh, buddy. Where did Mike go? Okay, so I shot my shot.
You did.
I did.
So we'll back up, talk about the setup.
Oh, the setup was, I had known this guy through mutual friends on Facebook, and one of the pictures that he displayed on Instagram to me was inviting. I thought he was handsome. And I told him, it's not in a sexual way, but I think that you're attractive. You know what I'm saying? This was a nice picture. Okay, you don't have to bring that up.
I like your lips.
So, you know, that opened a door for communication. Now, I'm going to say this. I normally do not shoot my shot. I don't, because I feel that I am attractive enough. I am, I'm a woman that should be approached. You know what I'm saying? But I have been hearing so many men saying that, you know, women should go after what they want, especially in Atlanta, because there's so many women to men in Atlanta. So I did. And, you know, that opened up a line of communication. Now, when it gets to the thirst checking, I honestly think that that has happened.
Okay.
I honestly think that it has happened. I don't want to go into detail.
Well, on how it happened. You have to go into detail.
Just certain things. It's a dang truth, and it has a lot to do with me and my dating situation and just being in Atlanta. So I'm gonna just lay it out there. I don't like when a man is not consistent. When you start something, you should lead with that something. You shouldn't be in and out doing this sometimes and then doing something the other times. I think that consistency is the key. Consistency and communication and compatibility. Those are my three C's when it comes to dating. I don't think that he was consistent. Like, the way that you started is the way that you should finish. If you know that communication for us and seeing each other and dating is scarce because you're out of state, I think that you should make yourself available when you're in state. I think that you shouldn't be a person that started off so hard and then you end off easy in the middle. To me, that's a problem.
But is that thirst checking?
I think it is.
Say the same thing, because he's talking about just sitting down not doing anything.
You're right.
And this expecting the dick to come to you.
Well, no, I think it's expecting the woman to keep on pursuing and keep on. And that's where I am right now. I'm not going to keep on, you know, pursuing and not get that back.
So are you saying? So are you saying it was an example where he gave about saying, oh, I want this, I want that, I want this. And then he follow up once he got.
You know what I honestly think, love? You know what I think it is? I think what it honestly is that I need to make myself a little less available.
Oh, definitely.
I need to not...
stay booked and busy.
And I mean, the thing is that when I am booked and busy, I still make time for those FaceTime chats and those telephone calls. But I just feel like, and Mike, you can tell me if you agree or disagree. I just feel like when a woman is too available, they think that they have or own some rights to you. And I don't think that that's where it should go. I think it should stop right there.
If a woman is too available?
Yeah. And I know this is going to rub your butt the wrong way because you're going through an issue of this as well.
What you mean?
You are. We already talked.
Well, I don't know. What's
yes,
happening?
So you might as well just put it out there, Mike.
Come on.
Because he's saying that he was interested in a woman and she kept on leading him on. Like, he's like, when can we go out? When can we talk? When can we date? And she's like, I got a headache.
She wasn't available.
Yeah, she's not
emotional. I don't like her. I don't like that. If you're going to say, if you're going to come and talk to me and you say you want to go out, then let's go out sometime. But not be available none of the time, then I'm moving on to the next one.
Yeah, she's not.
Then you ain't going to get, and you get in your panties in a bunch because, okay, well, you're busy this week. Well, I'm moving on to somebody who's available this week for me.
Wow.
So that's...
No, I agree.
That's on you.
I agree with him.
So it's kind of like you got... I mean, you can't be too available. I just don't like playing the games.
It's
like
a game.
If you like me, then let's get together and let's learn each other.
You have to get through the bullshit first. Because if I'm trying to get to know you and you are over the age of 35, you have dealt with a lot of shit. Oh, I'm sorry.
The microphone.
You know, I'm trying to make my point. This means something to me.
Uh-huh.
Because people who have been through stuff, and the longer you live, the more stuff you're going to have to go through.
Right.
The more that you're going to have to unpack, and the older we are, it's the more guarded we are.
Yeah.
That's how I feel.
Right.
So you're going to have to take a little time to get through some stuff.
Right.
So if I'm to say, you know, I meet a young lady, she's doing well, you know, I'm really trying to, you know, find out where she's at. She's really trying to see, is this nigga for real?
Right.
Does he really cook for, you know, for his child? Is he really taking care of his child? She's trying to find all that stuff out about me. So we're trying to meet somewhere in the middle. Now that time is going to be up to us and how much time we put towards.
And that's where I think it gets kind of gray because sometimes, okay, so he made a comment. And let's just put it out there. He's usually gone for 14 days. And then when he comes...
In the military?
Well, something like that.
Oh, okay. He's a drug dealer.
He's a contractor for the military. And so he's gone for 14 days at a time. And then when he comes back, it's like he has children. So I don't know where I fit into that. And we had this conversation before because I was like, I don't have children.
The golden rule that men and women both preach all the time is people make time for what they want to make time for.
Mike, didn't I say that the last time?
So there's no need for you to try to figure out where you fit in. If he's gone for 14 days, there's somewhere you would be a priority in visiting.
And not just a couple of hours for one day to eat and just talk. You know what I'm saying? Like, at the end of the day, I feel that if you are interested in somebody, you would make time for that person. And the reason why I get kind of, you know, testy when we don't have those conversations or those FaceTimes is because I can't just, you know, have lunch with you on a Wednesday. I can't, you know, come through and sip some wine with you on a Tuesday. Like, I don't get to see you, so it's not typical.
So then it's like what he said, it's your responsibility to maintain what you would allow and what you don't allow.
That part.
Okay, so I mean, people could try to be lazy with dating, but if it don't work for you, it don't work for you.
Right.
And we gotta be prepared to. I have no expectations on anybody.
None.
I have nobody because you know what? And when it's time for me to pack up my shit and get the hell out, I'm gonna go. I'm gonna do that.
I don't. But when you say you don't have any expectations, are you saying
in the dating process, I have none?
Okay.
You could be here today and gone tomorrow, and it's not gonna affect me because I don't have that. I didn't place that expectation.
Absolutely.
On you.
Absolutely.
It's when you. It's when we have that conversation that we're going to the. There's gonna be. This is gonna serve some purpose.
Hmm.
You're not just entertaining my time, my free time.
Right.
Because guess what? I'm busy.
Right.
I got things to do.
And you're about to find that out.
So, if I'm allotting some time for your presence in my life and it's just leisure, I will know that very early on. Because,
but when you're making the conversations that are not leisure-like conversations, when you're going into conversations about marriage and life and...
That's why you don't tell them too much. And don't tell them too much of what you want. You tell them, you ask them
it's
questions.
It's communicating between
you
the both of us.
Listen, it's usually us who get more emotionally attached. It's usually us who invest more of our...
Love is true on this.
Love is usually us.
Shut up, Mike.
It's usually us who's nurturing second nature. It's usually us who just give it, don't jump in head face and give.
Because all we got to do is just follow what you're saying.
Exactly. That's why I tell no man nothing, okay? I'm going to ask you a question. We're going to talk. You're going to think you're learning something about me. You're not learning a motherfucking
thing
about me.
But why do this?
Guess what?
Men lie.
And I don't know. Here's the thing. I don't know what kind of example of a man you grew up with.
That's true.
My mother didn't raise me for this type of man today. So guess what I had to do? I had to rearrange all these type of ideas I had of a man.
Right.
And try to apply it for this man of today.
So this leads on to the second topic because, like, so I made...
Wait a minute.
Go ahead and rebut, Mike.
I'm not going to say...
I mean...
I'm not going to say all men. People lie. Especially in...
But mainly men.
Okay,
Mike, I'm just joking. But let me just say this. Women lie, men lie, but women do a better job at it, and y'all do not. So at the end of the day, I just don't understand why y'all get caught up in these lies. If it's not, if
because
it's something that you don't want, then just say it.
Though, at the same time, we got to learn. I don't know if our mothers, they taught us the man is supposed to lead, but they didn't give an example in a lot of cases because there was no man around, so they had to do everything.
Right.
Right? But... Here's an opportunity for us to sit back, really sit back, just relax,
right.
Live your life, do what you gotta do for you. If a man is really for you, I promise you he gonna move hella high water to make sure that you in his life.
It makes sense. Now what do you say?
That's true because there was this one particular lady who I dated for several years. And I remember in pursuing her, I moved hella high water.
Mm.
I wasn't in a situation. She actually made me step my game up because she was like, okay, no, you're still technically married, even though y'all are separated or whatever.
Right.
I need to see the papers.
Ooh.
She wouldn't let me date her until I got the papers.
Okay.
Took a year. I got the papers. Came back and was like, all right, what we do now? And she's like, well, I still have somebody.
Ooh.
I was like, well, you're going to have
to. Well, damn.
I was like, well, I got the papers. Then that nigga needs to go.
Wow.
And basically what I did was I dismissed who I had in my life. She dismissed who she had in her life.
So where's she at?
And we came together. Well, she's with someone who wanted to give her a child. That's another story.
Oh, you don't want no more kids?
Well, she said she didn't want any more kids, but that wasn't the case.
Ooh, that's another topic. Ooh, that sounds juicy, Mike. Shoot, we don't need to know the dating business all the time. You can put yours out there too, Mike.
I saved that for the story.
But it's, love, you made a really, really good point because I think that the women, the way that our mothers raised us to be, the women that we are today, men are not used to that. Mike even came in here and was like, yo, I had no idea that you were this type of woman. You know what I'm saying? And I feel that our mothers are something special because not all mothers are like that. We had some mothers that were trifling, didn't teach their daughters anything.
It baffles me when I hear a girl talk about they don't know how to cook. I'm like, how?
Right.
how that happened.
How to cook, how to clean themselves, how to clean, you know. How to
do anything. My mother was like, let me tell you something. Every man want a woman who he could fuck and get a meal afterwards. Yes, because sir. if you can't have a meal afterwards, the next
movie
for that fucking
amazing. I mean,
straight like that. That's yeah, how it came. Yeah. Maybe it's a Panamanian thing, and like we.
It's not a Panamanian like thing. It's a good woman thing. You know what I'm saying?
You have to know how to decorate in that house. Change up on occasion. Because when he walk into your house, he want to feel like in a new environment.
He wants to feel like his house is a home.
Our house is a home. You and that's
I just
entertain.
Posted that up on Facebook last night. My girlfriend was like, what are you still doing up? I said, I'm being grown. You got to know how to entertain.
But guess what, though? A lot of these men, their mother didn't teach them that.
Yeah.
Their mother didn't teach them that. So when you get a woman like you and me who learned these things from infancy... Okay, right. Infancy, excuse me. You're gonna have some challenges,
right,
on holding yourself back. Like you can't do too much. Because they'll jump in
and they'll feel like they're entitled and you're using.
And I had a dude tell me, I'm like, did you eat today? He tell me, why are you always asking me that? I said, wait. I'm sorry. I looked at you as a hardworking man.
Right.
And I know hardworking men sometimes forget to eat, but forgive me for being concerned about your belly. Yeah. It will never happen again.
That's weird.
You can be concerned about me.
Mike is like, please. Be concerned about me.
Okay. Please.
But it's so sad because I put this up on Facebook last night. My mm-hmm. friend is in Japan and we were conversing with one another. And she said, why are you still up? It's 3:30 in the morning. I said, I'm being grown. She was like, oh, elaborate. Oh, mm-hmm. being grown. And so she was like, what you doing? I said, I'm mopping my floors. I'm wiping down my baseboards. I'm cleaning my toilet. And she was like, oh, bitch. But I was like, no, this is what I do to maintain my house.
Right.
But I see so many other women that are don't know how to cook, have the horrible attitude, and these men are
wiping them up. With them.
Yes.
I was like, you know, I'm doing this thing all wrong. I'm doing it all wrong.
No, you're not.
Yes, I am. I'm doing it all wrong.
On behalf of brothders like me,
Mike,
no, you're not.
I'm doing it
all
wrong.
No, y'all not.
Sister, keep
cleaning them baseballs.
But you know what it is, love? Do you really want to know what it is?
I don't have the tiniest waist and the fattest ass.
No, it's not even, you know what it is? We're dating and attracted to men who are not attracted to us.
No, I'm not dating that either.
I'm telling you, love, because there are men out here that appreciate it, and there are men out here that we put in a friend zone. Now, I'm just speaking on behalf of the brothers right now, because I know that we do that. I know that we do that.
I don't do that.
Do you have a type?
I have a type, but my type likes me, because I don't go chasing them, okay? They come after me.
Okay.
I have a type. I mean, you can line up the dudes, the significant men in my life. Okay, they all look like the same tribe in Africa. Like,
I mean, to be honest, I really don't. And I just want somebody who is going to treat me right. But at the end of the day, I don't get why these men. I think that I give too much of myself.
You do.
And I need to stop doing that.
I used to do it. I used to be a wife in a girlfriend role. I used to do it. I'm not doing it no more.
I don't even do that. I think it's just, you know, because at the end of the day, I won't allow a man to mistreat me or use me. I don't give men money. I don't do, you know, sexual favors in the backseat of a car for a dude. I just don't do these things. But at the end of the day, I think that I am a loving person, a kind person, a caring person, a nurturer. And a lot of men are not used to that.
That's why
they call it smothering.
Yeah, you can't. Can't do that for everybody.
You gotta be selective. Flag on the
play. What's that? Tell me.
Any dude that calls that smothering is a fool, because he doesn't understand that. There's a difference in smothering and what you do. Because I have, in this time that we've known each other, what you do is not smothering.
I do want my attention. I feel like I need attention.
It's caring. And it's loving a person.
Mm-hmm.
That's all it is. That's why it was so like.
You didn't expect
this,
it.
Who is this?
Because I'm a.
This persona I'm that
a little bit of a bitch.
And then this persona that's here is like.
Wow. Oh, I love Heart.
Wow. And it's...
But I love Heart. Just the way that I am outwardly, I am with love. And that's how
people want to be initially from the beginning. But we're so used to playing these games that we can't be that from the beginning because people have misused us, abused us. So we have to have this wall up. But once we get to see this, the wall come down, it's like, I don't see why you... You should be wife, booed up, whatever.
I get that a lot.
So, you know, you have to check the dudes that you are attracting. And that's, I had to say that about me. I had to check the women that I'm attracting. Because for a moment, I was attracting a whole lot of married women. That's all I was doing. Married women.
That sounds like the Wednesday Gentleman special.
So I had to check who I was attracting. Because I didn't want that. I didn't want to be, you know, the other dude.
Got you.
Even though it was fun. I mean, the sex was great. I ain't going to lie.
You cannot be the side dude.
I'm not going to lie. The sex was great. But you cannot, if you don't want to be the side piece, don't allow yourself to be the
Absolutely.
Side piece.
You deserve so more than that.
So you had to, I had to move out of that.
Got you.
And if you want a woman that loves you, you got to put yourself in a place where you attract women that love you.
Got you.
Vice versa.
Well, I just think that this thirst checking thing, I honestly, I'm going to end it on this. I think that we have to stop playing games. Stop maneuvering around 3, 4, 5 different women when, no, there are men out here to do. Love just posted up. Why is it that somebody said that dating is about $500 a month? And it's because, and love, am I lying? The man said, oh, I do $700 to $1,000 a month. First of all, we need to stop lying on the internet. That's what we need to start to stop doing.
I just don't understand how
just find one.
Why does every date have to be that much?
It doesn't.
Well, according to these,
especially when you're just getting to know somebody or you're just meeting somebody.
And like I said before, you can't maintain that.
Right.
You can't maintain that all throughout because guess what? You're doing this $500 a month minimum that you set aside, I guess. I'm assuming you're having to set up this budget for this.
It's crazy.
And then you're not even getting nowhere with these women.
No.
You're not going anywhere with these women.
That's not an investment.
There's no return on this investment. No. And it's not even memorable dates. The dudes are talking about eating. I swear to God. The amount of times that I've gone out to eat here, and guess what? I don't remember exactly to who and what time, and I can't give you specifics. The only time I remember is when I'm passing that same place by.
Right.
It's not memorable.
It's not.
Give me a new experience, and it don't cost $150.
I can tell you, I love bowling. You know what I'm saying? It's a competitive type of thing. I love when a man shows me how to play pool because I suck at pool. To me, that's sexy. I love a picnic with some wine, some cheese, and some turkey and crackers. I love that. I love, you know, if you really want to go all out and you want to spend some money on a date, hey, I like a carriage ride downtown Atlanta. I'm not saying do this every time, but you got to get outside of this mold of, oh, let's go eat and go to the movies.
And either, oh, well, it costs drinks. No, you don't have to. Like, I would love, you know what I want to learn how to do? I want to learn how to sword fight.
Come on.
Okay? I want to learn how to create a vase, a glass. Let's go to a glass
blowing track. You trying to kill?
No.
No, but it's just a new experience.
A sword fights.
And you know what? Let's go tubing. It's $5 to go tubing.
How many different, they said there's like 20 or, maybe I'm way off, or 12 or something. But
what's
there's
that?
So many different waterfalls. I want to see the waterfalls.
Tallulah Falls. Let's go to Helen. And I mean, it costs a tank of gas and then, you know, we can make sandwiches and eat in the car. I don't care. I just want to get away.
You don't have to do the same old. And if you have personality,
yeah,
you ain't got to leave with your pockets. And then you're going to turn around and complain about women as a gold digger.
And it's disrespectful how they're in our pockets. Really?
That's all you're showing me.
I can't get in your pockets, brother. I can't pull your pocket out and use it.
You chose this date.
Yes.
I don't know any woman of substance who's going to keep allowing that. Every single date is going to be over $100. I can't have in good conscience do that. I can't do that.
She said a woman of substance. And that's what you have. You have some guys that date women that are not of substance. Well, that all they do is that they lead with money.
Yeah.
And you're trying to keep up this standard that they have. I don't care. I mean, I'm a single parent, so you ain't getting $500 from me. No, we not going to such and such unless you're my woman.
Wow.
But even still, like, it's not fair. I don't understand. And a lot of the people that was on my post, they have kids. Are the kids them in after school programs? Are they going to, are they in the STEM program?
Right.
Why are you allocated so much money for dating?
Yes.
Why?
And then they'll do this. You know, I can't allow you to meet my children because I don't just bring anybody around your children. If you would learn who I am and my character, you would know that I'm a good person. You would know that kids love me. You would know these things.
No, that's fine.
And
you can do
it. I understand that, but I'm just saying you're dating too many women, and then you're saying that you don't bring women around your children because men are also using their children as leverage to go ahead and be with other people. Do you know how many men I know that said that they had their kids that weekend, but come to find out they were with a whole nother bitch? God, okay, that's a whole nother topic, but I'm telling you, if you would learn what the characteristics, what this woman really is about, you would say, you know what, nobody is perfect, but I want to get to know you. I want to see where this is going to go, because I think that you're a good woman. I see you as a good woman, and I can introduce you as a friend of mine to my child. I don't get why it has to be like, oh, you staying over the night so my kid sees you walking out the room in the morning. It doesn't have to be like that. No. It can be like, I meet up, especially people who have other children. If you have a child and you're in the park with your child, and then the woman has her child in the park, let the kids go and play and y'all talk.
Listen, I don't have kids. I ain't touching that. But
so many men do.
So many men do. But what I'm saying is this. Like, I'm only saying is this. The first date, fine. You spent $150 on the date, fine. If you wanna see me again in the next weekend, it don't have to be another $150
date. That's crazy.
That's all I'm saying here. Yeah. Like, be more creative. You don't have to spend that much. I gave an example. Go to the freaking Michaels, okay? Get a canvas, get some paint, go outside with your date, and paint with the thing you see outside. That's good.
Mike.
She's going to remember that forever.
We giving you the
drop. She's going to remember that.
We giving you the drop for free, my nigga. You got to.
Mike's got a coupon, 50% off.
I'm creative.
You're a creative.
You know.
So what do you think about, what do you say about this whole thing with men? Because you're a single father. Mm-hmm. So is it harder for you to date because you're a single dad? And you know what I'm saying?
Well, with the job that I have and my son and his after school activities, it is difficult.
It's difficult.
So if I make time for you, trust me, you are worth something. If I take out time for you, because a lot of times when I have my weekend to myself,
you want
I'm trying to rest.
Got
I'm
you.
Trying to sleep. I got errands to run. I'm trying to do that thing because I'm, you know, washing clothes, all that good stuff.
Right.
I'm trying to get that done. But if I'm trying to move hell and high water so I can see you, trust me, you are important to me.
Right. So, Mike, let me ask you this, and then we'll wrap things up. When you came over, Mike came over to my house for Christmas. Mm-hmm. Now, I take it we had a lot of people, you know, here. It was Christmas brunch or whatever. But, again, if me and Mike, if we were dating, his son would have never known. You came to Christmas brunch. A lot of people were in the area. There were kids upstairs. His son went upstairs and played the Xbox, whatever. And we were down here chilling, having fun. That's what I'm saying. We have to start holding each other accountable for the ways that we treat people, basically. And that's all I got to say. But it's always, my dad told me this, for every problem, there is a solution. Mm-hmm. And if a person is really interested in you, he will make time for you.
He'll make time, and don't cost a figure $1 million to do it.
Absolutely.
$6,000 a year.
Love. I love that you came out here, y'all. This was the bomb. We gotta bring love back out.
This sounds kind of personal.
Listen.
It doesn't make no sense to me, because guess what? I'm on this, are we wrapping up?
Good.
No, it just seems to me like we need to be elevating ourselves as people,
right,
as a collective, and spending that much money on things that don't matter is
pointless. Men and women both are going to have to figure out what matters. And what matters in life is nothing materialistic. Those things fade. It shouldn't be about the looks. Those things fade. We really, really need to start learning how to love each other, especially as a collective people, period. And on that note, love, you got to come back.
Oh, I would love to.
We're going to do this again. Next time we're going to have Mike with the backup, because I think we were like... Mike, you okay?
I'm good.
You don't need no resuscitation, right?
No, Mike was agreeing with me.
Mike drank his whole cocktail.
We all did.
And you know what I'm going to do? I'm actually going to put this little cocktail on live so people will know how I made this. And then I have the bartender approval, because Mike calls me the juice lady too. Yes. All right, guys. Most definitely love. Let the people know how they can contact you or find you on social media.
Yes, on social media. On Instagram, I am Oshun's Palace. OSHUNSPALACE. On Facebook, I am Oshun's Palace Official.
All right. And Mike, where can they find the Wednesday Gentleman? Because you have a juicy news story that I posted up.
You can find me on Instagram at Wednesday Gentleman. You can find me on Facebook on the Wednesday Gentleman fan page. So if you just query Wednesday Gentleman fan page, you'll find it. Click on it.
And read that juice.
Read the stories.
We're going to talk about that too next time.
You will not be disappointed.
No, you will not. And you can always find me on Instagram at Hermosa Cosmetics and on Facebook at Edith Yolanda. Listen, guys, thank you for the love. We do this for the culture. Make sure that you tune in. Make sure you also share this podcast with your friends, your family, and we will catch you on the flip side the next time. We love you. Mwah. Peace.